Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We can get to the offense in a second, but last night, Michael Wacha did not pitch that poorly. Then Angel Zerpa comes in the game, and he simply has just not been as effective as he was in the playoffs last year, where they used him when they were going up against Juan Soto in that Yankees lineup. They counted on him to be the guy to get the crucial outs in those spots, and he was very effective. We know they have very high praise for Angel Zerpa in this organization.
Yeah, they love him.
And in that spot, We've discussed how not everybody's going to pitch in the same role and they're going to move guys around. And right now, unfortunately, Hunter Harvey's on IL, so it limits them again. But that's one, even though I've been consistent on saying, hey, you know, Q's going to play the matchups and most of the time that's going to pan out. I don't get the decision last night why Zerpa was the first guy out of the pen in that spot. And you can say it's hindsight 2020 because he didn't get the outs, but he hasn't just not been as effective this year, period, as he was as that role. The only guy in that particular role has been Lucas Hersag.
Yeah, I think
multiple
it'd be different if you were on in the middle of a 4-game winning streak and you were just trying to maintain that, right? Versus like, and I'm not saying the Royals are just like falling apart. They're 8-10. I don't think they're falling apart by any means. And I would say this to a player on the team. I refuse personally to panic after 18 games. I know some of you are. I refuse to just be like, well, this team's no good. Season over. Let's pack it up after 18 games. But Angel Zerpa in that spot, considering what he'd done this year, made no sense other than the fact he had come in with 3 consecutive scoreless outings. So the early season trouble he was having seemed to have been slightly righting the ship down there. And they just think one big fastball. But like if it's bases loaded and it's to win the damn game, we all know that was going to be the single biggest moment of the game. We knew it right then. And if that's the case, then I want Lucas Hersag pitching 100% of the time. It has even less to do with Angel Zerpa or his ability to get the out is my confidence in Hersag to get the out.
Yeah, if you've been on the text line saying, you know, what about Daniel Lynch in that spot? I think he's building to that. I don't know if they have that confidence yet.
I'd almost rather Zerpa.
Yeah, I don't think he's on that level. I know he's on a heck of a run right now, but I don't think that I wouldn't have said, oh, it should have been Daniel Lynch. It would have been either Zerpa or Lucas Hersag in that spot. But it was frustrating because I actually thought Michael Wacha pitched pretty darn good and gave him a chance to win. And then, you know, they get 2 runs early and you're feeling like, okay, here's an opportunity to get back on track. And, you know, MJ Melendez, we all know about the struggles he's having. He finally gets something positive, truly. Like for the first time this entire season at the plate, had something positive happen for him. He hits a home run. That was not a Bronx, New York, Yankee Stadium aided home run. That was a home run to right center was going to be a home run anywhere, right?
So that and you could see the relief. Did you see him smile and hug?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
The hitting coach, Zumwalt, and
take
stuff.
The frustration out of it from the fan perspective. But for him, obviously, I'm sure it felt incredible. And you saw him and Alex Zumwalt kind of embracing afterwards too. Yeah, I mean, this has been a brutal start to the season for him. It doesn't. And let me be clear. Like you and I both, I think on social last night made some comment about like, you know,
yeah,
the highlight
is
like,
MJ,
nice to see a home run from MJ Melendez. And multiple people responded like, well, I guess they should just extend him now. Like, okay, we don't have to go to the extreme. You can acknowledge a positive moment for somebody without acting like we're saying everything is solved and everything is fixed. By no means do I think now everything doesn't matter from before. No, the hope should be, Maybe I missed something. I thought the hope we all agreed should still be that the guy that was the starting left fielder in Melendez and the guy that was the starting right fielder in Renfroe, the best case scenario for this team this year is still both of them figuring it out at the plate. When did we get to the point where now we're rooting for them to fail and that the random guy in AAA that you think is really good because you haven't seen him fail yet is just going to automatically come up and save the lineup? Like the hope should still be, as frustrated as you have been with MJ Melendez, that he figures it out. Now, will he figure it out? I don't know. I lean in the direction, unfortunately, that he may not. But acting like that was a bad thing. I had a buddy of mine text me last night saying, "Oh, great, this is just going to prolong his time in the big leagues." What? So we don't want him hitting home runs? We don't want him trying to figure it out now? That's where we're at?
I guess that's the question I would ask fans in this case. And this is why I would say, I think sometimes fans get a bad rap on social or as being unrealistic or being, I don't know, just mean to a fellow human being. But outside of that, let's just take it from a team perspective. Are you all rooting for MJ Melendez to fail?
I think there's some people doing that, man.
Because I'd like the opposite. I would like MJ Melendez to hit 300 the rest of the year with 30 homers. Anytime he does something good, I'm happy he did that thing well. That, like, there's not, like, I'm not rooting against it. He hits the home run, and honestly, My hope, and this is why I think we should all think this way, is the same, which is that relief borderline looked like Rory getting the green jacket. He looks so happy to finally just have like a monkey off his back for a minute, to feel like a swing that worked, sent a ball over the fence. Maybe he can have a little bit of success over the next couple of weeks. Look, they'll still have to make a decision on him. If he doesn't, nothing changes that. But I'm not rooting for MJ Melendez to be really bad for the next week so that they call up John Rave. I'm rooting for MJ Melendez to hit 700 the next week so they don't even have to make that decision. I would much prefer a player just makes the decision easy for you on the positive than been rooting for some guy that they don't like as much based on just how they developed through the minors, how they got to the big leagues, and a million other things.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're viewing it too in a utopian world, I guess, because I thought it was okay to be acknowledge that somebody has been awful for the team, but still say, "Oh, that was nice to see somebody do something positive." Yeah, now let's see if he can carry it over. It doesn't mean that, look, the guy's still hitting like 0.90, right? Like, or 0.090, I'm sorry, is still what he's hitting. I mean, it's awful.
0.90 would be incredible.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Baseball, it's weird to describe it. 0.090. Not as good.
Yeah, you know, below 100. So nobody's saying it's fixed or anything, but I don't get that. And you can be pessimistic that he can continue. Sure, we all are, right? Like, I'll be pleasantly surprised if tonight he has a two-hit night or something like that. But yeah, I didn't get the comments from some people last night on that. That's all.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.